All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. You know, Sandy, something that's always perplexed me is, and I know this goes back to the Iraq War. I don't know if it was ever the case in any other wars. How long has America been having for hire mercenaries?
You know, I don't know. It's like the Foreign Legion used
to.
You're right. The Blackwater process that started in the initial Gulf War and then spread materially in the second invasion, such to the point where I think a significant percentage of people in combat were actually mercenaries, and much like this Wagner group, you know, that's getting a lot of publicity. We talk pejoratively about how the Russians have this dangerous and lawless group of called the Wagner group of mercenaries that they've now deployed into Ukraine, and my mind immediately goes to the Blackwater group, and you know,
right.
some of the
things that they did,
well, the war crimes they committed that ended up being a difficult question of international law as to how they would get prosecuted and whether they would be prosecuted by a military tribunal in the United States or whether they were just immune from U.S. prosecution.
Do you think that's something that is going to eventually be beneficial to this nation? Because in this article, Joe Biden wants more defense contractors to fight the new Cold War. He's already calling it the new Cold War. You and I talked about it tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that they're officially now calling this a new Cold War and then talking about using these mercenaries who, you know, aren't regulated.
Well, you know, the head of Blackwater was the brother of the Secretary of Education under Trump, this guy Prince. And, lots of money is to be made by these businesses who hire ex-military. You know, the ex-military working for Blackwater were earning incomes four and five times as much as they earned in the military for similar combat roles. So,
and what the average average Joe gets.
Well, and they aren't subject to the same kind of discipline in terms of the U.S. military disciplinary processes. So it's, very dangerous direction to move in. And it also is one that's fraught with profiteering. We're creating one more industry that has a great deal of personal vested interest in world tension. And if we're going to have a very big mercenary standing body of mercenaries who are there because of a Cold War, we'll have every reason to fan the cold flames.
Yes.
Of the Cold War.
So does the mercenary fight alongside American troops at some point in time? It's possible that could happen, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure they do in some fashion. I'm confident that Blackwater must have coordinated its military activities with the military of the United States in some fashion. I've never been in a field of combat, so I can't tell you exactly how that's carried out. All I can tell you is that as an American citizen, it worries me that we have a bunch of combatants who are profiteering from the combat. I mean, it's a throwback to the Roman Legion or the Foreign Legion.
So that's what made me think about it was when they said the first American soldier to die, not soldier, but the first
American citizen to die in Ukraine.
Yeah, was a 20-year-old or 21-year-old young guy who was no longer in the military, so he's hiring out his services. Somebody has hired him.
Well, there's a Ukrainian Legion that was set up that has, in fact, brought in
from
all over the world and who've been hired and are getting paid for their service. I don't know whether they're getting paid in U.S. dollars or whether the U.S. dollars that are supporting the Ukrainians are converted to Ukrainian currency before they get paid. But I'm confident that the flow of money from the United States is one source of revenue that is being used for the hiring of, well, there's British, there's Belarusians, there's all kinds of people who maybe for very good reason, good personal reasons of their own,
have decided to come in,
but there's also this whole mercenary quality to warfare these days, and we've got it happening on both sides with the Wagner Group, with mercenaries in the Ukraine, Blackwater in the United States. You know, Katie bar the door. Apparently, you know, war is a business, and we're starting
We then bring many of those people are being supplied with American weaponry. I mean, at some point in time.
I'm sure these people are valuable as in their Legion capacity for the Ukraine because they're already trained in American weaponry. So one of the ways, I suppose, to hand over to the Ukrainians a bunch of trained people is to allow a bunch of Americans to temporarily emigrate to Ukraine for the purpose of fighting on the Ukrainian side. You know, this happened in World War II. We had a bunch of U.S. volunteer pilots who were piloting for the British Air Force before the U.S. entered the war. We had similar kind of volunteers working in the Pacific in the Southeast Asian area. So there's long been we had a bunch of volunteer pilots flying for the Polish Air Force, and then we had Polish Air Force pilots flying for the British Air Force. So it's long been the case that there's been this movement of international people, but it hasn't been the case that it's been quite so corporate in terms of the way it's been handled, so that we've got entities like Blackwater who are contracting with the government in very large unbid contracts to provide all kinds of security services in fields of combat.
So let's create a scenario, Sandy. Let's say, like the young guy who got killed. Let's say that person is captured by the enemy, mm-hmm. is tortured. Is he tortured as an American soldier, as an American citizen? Do we then have some responsibility to do all we can to?
Well, I think
does he have the same kind of? Is there the same kind of hue and outcry that we love the troops and he's now one of the troops?
I think the State Department has said the right things in terms of admonishing American citizens that if they do such a thing as join the Legion, they're doing so at their own risk, and that they will not be supported by the United States government in whatever it is that happens as the result of it. But we'll find out when push comes to shove.
So they're not going to be looked at
as American combatants.
Yeah.
Well, they are American citizens who chose to go into the field of combat, and so far the State Department has reiterated the notion that they are doing this at their own risk.
You know, Sandy, things are so complex now. They're more complex than they've ever been, and so this is the rule, not the exception. This is going to be the future of warfare in this country.
Well, it might be the future of warfare in the world, as for, you know, and it was true that the French Foreign Legion was very active in all kinds of wars, and they were essentially a mercenary group, much like Blackwater, that were employed and deployed on a contractual basis. And so, yeah, but, you know, it's just a sort of cynical recognition of the nature of the business of war.
Let me change up. I want to get to a couple more things. Are you aware of the TurboTax situation where people were lured into believing the television commercial saying you can get your taxes done for free with TurboTax, and so millions of Americans somehow got roped into, millions of Americans will receive money from Intuit, the maker of TurboTax, as part of a $141 million settlement between the Silicon Valley company and 50 states and the District of Columbia. The company will send up to $90 apiece to more than 4 million people who paid TurboTax software, even though they were eligible to receive it for free. What I want to ask you is, This was broadcast over television. I even saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your taxes done for free just by, Sam, you aware of that?
Yeah, I've heard about this for
Turbo,
sure.
TurboTax, and we can get this done free.
I'm pretty sure that's how my boyfriend does his taxes, is downloading it early and getting it free.
So all of these people did this. It was a scam. It was a sham. How is that able to get on the airwaves, Sandy? You know, I mean, I know they paid to get on the airwaves, but aren't any of these things checked out before they...
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's these...
So the American people can be taken advantage...
Well, you turn on the cable networks or any of them that carry advertising.
Yeah, but this was regular television.
Well, but even on regular television, you get the one where you can buy the fishing reel for $29.99, but no, you can get actually two fishing reels for $29.99, and we'll throw in some magic fishing lures.
Hey, I bought something, you know... This is the greatest, car wax that you could ever have. And if you buy this, it's going to put the coat back on the car that was there when it was first bought. All you have to do is put, well, they got me on that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Mr. Lindell, the pillow guy, the guy who supports Trump. I mean, you know, so there's all kinds of things on TV that are not exactly.
Does that come under buyer beware? Is that it?
Probably. And if the question here is, and the answer is that they went too far at TurboTax because it cost them $191 million, it sounds like, to settle out of the fact that they failed to tell people that you can buy it from us or you can download it for free from your various tax authorities.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll come to the phone lines after the break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Sandy's still here. Glad he's here. We'll be right back.